Hello students, today we are going to see the lesson Our Government.
You know, various facilities such as transport, drinking water, roads are provided by the government of our country. Government is a group of people who govern a country or a state. It takes decision on behalf of citizens to look after the country. In India, the representative of the government are chosen by its citizens. This form of government is called democracy. The process of choosing leader to govern a country is known as an election. Indian citizens who are 18 years and above elect their leaders through voting, and the elected leaders together form the country's government. Why do we need government? We need government to take care of the needs of citizens, such as healthcare facilities, electric supply, etc. Ensure smooth functioning in the country by resolving problems. For example, when the prices of essential commodities such as milk, onion, etc. increase, it is the government that take the decision to reduce the prices. Ensure the safety and security of citizens. For example, in case of natural calamities such as flood, earthquake and drought, government provides aid and assistance for the affected people and mainly maintain friendly relations with other countries. The government of India has started the midday meal scheme to ensure that children of economically weaker sections get nutritious lunch every day. What is the structure of Indian government? The various responsibilities of the government are divided into three categories: the legislature, the executive and the judiciary. The legislature, it makes the laws. The legislature includes the parliament and the state legislature of various states. The executives make sure that the laws are implemented and followed by the citizens. The executive includes president, governors, prime minister, chief minister, the council of ministers, the officials of the ministers. The judiciary resolve conflicts according to the laws. The judiciary includes the Supreme Court, the High Court and the subordinate court in different states of India. Levels in the Indian government. India is a vast country. It is very difficult for a single government to look after the welfare of the entire nation. Therefore, to make the process of governing our country easy and more efficient, the Indian government functions at three different levels. The three levels of government are central government, state government and local self-government. Central government. The central government, also known as the Union Government, it comprises of the President and Vice President and the Council of Ministers headed by the Prime Minister. The President is the titular head of the nation and Prime Minister is the actual head of the government and make all executive decisions along with his Council of Ministers. The central government look after the security of the nation, agricultural plans, relations with foreign countries, the country budgets, etc. The parliaments make law of land. In our country, the parliament has two houses, Council of States or Rajya Sabha or Upper House, and House of People or Lok Sabha or Lower House. State government. It comprises of Governor and Council of Ministers with Chief Minister as its head. The Governor of the state is appointed by the President of India. The governor appoints the state's chief minister from the party who secures maximum number of seats in the election and the council of ministers on the advice of the chief minister. The state government look after the security in the state and provides health care, water facilities, transport services, etc. to the citizens. Local self-government. It looks after the basic need and challenges of the people living in villages and cities. Gram Panchayat governs village and their members are called Panch. A Gram Panchayat is headed by Sarpanch. The local self-government bodies at the smaller cities and towns is called municipality. Whereas in bigger cities like Mumbai, Kolkata, Chennai and New Delhi, there are municipal corporations. Local self-government is responsible for maintaining cleanliness, building and repairing roads, running hospitals, provide clean water, etc.